Not all atrial flutter involves that isthmus. Atrial flutter can also occur as reentry around an incision made at the time of open heart surgery as part of a repair of a congenital heart lesion. The lesion can be one as simple as an atrial septal defect or one as complex as transposition of the great vessels. The surgical repair of such lesions often requires the many incisions be made in the atria, and the repair itself also may involve placing a baffle to redirect blood flow in the atria so that suture lines are made that act as lines of block. This can set up reentrant circuits apart from the classical reentrant circuit. So it becomes important to map the atrial flutter reentrant circuit, and particularly to establish that the isthmus is involved in the atrial flutter reentrant circuit. This is done with entrainment mapping, which permits the investigator to identify that the site from which one is pacing is or is not a part of the reentrant circuit. If one can identify that the isthmus is a part of the reentrant circuit, ablation of that isthmus should result in cure of the atrial flutter.